Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Yeah, Brian, Marissa followed up with the people who are willing to take action on your behalf as kind of that measurement piece. Love that, Marissa. The measurement piece, I think, is huge, right? To understand kind of the, to your point, either quality or quantity, and how do you understand if you're succeeding and going above and beyond in that realm. Rachel, you know, being a somewhat recent grad and entering the workforce, what would you say?
This is such a good question, but a hard one. I think, Brian, you were spot on by saying this is going to depend on what you do, where you're at in your life. I can speak from my seat currently working in sports that, I'm sorry, Jake, I can't pick one. I have to go with networking plus internships. Like, they go hand in hand. I think especially like in my case, networking is extremely important, especially to get into sports. It's a small world. Everyone knows each other. And I think it's really helpful to, you know, have those internal champions that you can connect with, and they can also be along for the ride or the no's you're going to get in the interview process to hopefully, you know, some yeses. And then completely agree with both of you on internships. I think work experience is so valuable. Even my two internship experiences have nothing to do with what I'm doing now, but they were important for me, one, to figure out what I don't want to do. And they were also important for me in telling like my story as to like who Rachel Brown is and why I'm trying to get a job from you right now. So like, even if I have no work experience in sports, but like I was able to craft it, use my experiences from working on teams and times of failure, times that I contributed and what got me really excited. I got to use those work experiences to craft my story and really compelling reason as to why they should take a chance on me and why I think I'd be successful in sports. So sorry to not pick one, but I think either with a combination of both of networking networking and internship work experience is the key to success.
Jake, could I add something?
Go for it.
What Rachel's saying about internships, and even if they're not posted online, don't be afraid. I think Brian touched on this too, to reach out to, say, the athletic department and say, hey, would you be willing for me to shadow you for a day? And here are my skills. Here's what I can offer. And soon enough, that could actually turn into you volunteering and helping. So even if it's not formally posted, we need help all the time. And we love people who are taking action and wanting to add value. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there and ask if there's a possibility of starting small with a job shadow and seeing what that could turn into.
That's a great point. I think just not being afraid to reach out as well. I got my first internship through just simply emailing the marketing person at the minor league baseball team down the street, to then learn that my professor was the scorekeeper there during the summer. And like, we hit it off in that sense, and he was a baseball guy. And so then next thing you know, the minor league hockey team was connected in some way to the baseball one, and the guy who was hiring for the interns was a grad of the, like, he was a GA for the sports, for the athletic department, but for the sports information. And so, you know, you think about, well, that none of that would have happened had I not reached out, right? And you also may not hear on the first time. And I think that's a key point, as well as Rachel kind of attests to on the sales side. And, you know, Brian, with everything you've done as well, what's the biggest thing that you all, now that you've been in the industry if you think back to your time as a student, look, technology's changed, virtual versus in-person's changed to some extent. You've got just the way in which opportunities are available. What's one thing that you would say to a student now that you wish you knew, separate from what we've talked about so far? It could be about scheduling time. It could be like just something that you use in your daily, weekly, working world that would be applicable to students. Marissa, so you want to start?
Sure, I'd love to. I would say I wish I would have learned sooner the skill of like how to manage myself and my time. And that's something I've really studied over the last many years in my career. And to jumpstart that process, a couple ideas for everyone on the call is one, start by really clarifying your values, what matters to you, what that actually looks like in action. So for example, courage is one of my values. So I check in on how I'm doing with courage based on how many times I put myself out there in a week and said the hard thing or initiated a tough conversation. So really identifying your values. There's a lot of websites and books that can help inspire that process. Kind of getting down on paper what your principles are, what some of your aspirations are in big picture, but also in the short term. And once you have some of that clarity, and it's an ongoing process, so it doesn't have to be perfect at first, you can start to really fill in and plug in when you can make these things come to fruition. I like the quote by Oprah, I think is her quote is, you can have it all, just not at once. And so like leveraging the seasons, like if summer is a really great time for you to focus on getting that work experience, go all in there and know, like, don't worry if you're not doing everything at once. Do a couple things at a time and do those really, really well. And then I wish I would have also learned how to reflect on the transferable skills as a result. So I wish I would have had words for all the skills and experiences I was gaining. So spending time writing down like, wow, from this opportunity, I really learned how to focus on a major project. I really learned how to build something from scratch. And now I can actually say that that's one of my skill sets, as I've had the experience of building something from the ground up. So putting words to the growth you're having and the experiences you're having. I wish I would have done all that sooner when I was in college.
Yeah, I will stay in that same vein. I was going to say communications, but one thing I'd be remiss if I didn't share from the last question we had and topic we had, we didn't talk too much about grades. So one thing I just want to say about grades is everybody that's gone to college or currently in college, that's a fundamental piece of being there. My approach, which I'll tie into this answer is, on a two-part answer is, I look at grades differently now than I did back then. Grades now are like we said in our profession, no one's asking what our GPA was when I graduated in 2007. No one's asking that. No one cares. But what the point of it is to you to become proficient in understanding the lessons that is trying to be taught to you, right? And have a broader perspective on whatever it is, humanities 101 or sports marketing 302, whatever that is, it's to be to learn as much as you possibly can in that finite amount of time that you have in that class. So it's more of your self-accountability of saying, I don't want just a good grade because I'm told that I need to get a good grade, because I want to learn as much as I can in this class, at this course, in this particular topic. And so that'd be one of the things that I would change, but also tie it back into question two, is to look at grades and approach grades differently. It's still really important. It might not get you a job, but the lessons learned, if you're looking at it from a different perspective, I think would be helpful to how you approach that. And then the second one is communication. Communication, as Jake, you said in the question, has changed a lot since I've graduated. Social media in particular is what I'll talk about. There really wasn't a community-based platform for people to educate themselves at 15 years old about what career they might want to be in. There just wasn't a thing like that. And so you saw like NBA athletes on TV, or you saw Nike and you saw it as a brand and you're like, oh, that's really cool. It took me until I graduated college to go, oh, I could work at Nike. And so for me, you, everybody on this call has the tools. You guys are already spending time doing other than doing other things and being here with us. So you're already ahead of the game, but utilizing these tools you have, but then to create compelling narratives through your communication. That's going to be the biggest challenge that the next generations have is face-to-face, phone call interactions. And people want to talk to people and understand people, see the empathy, hear their voice, hear their contrition, hear their intelligence. And so I would really hone in on your communication skills and not think, oh, I'm 18 years old. I'll learn that later. Trying to learn it now. Test yourself now. Talk to the athletic department, like Marissa said, and trying to gain experience and just being uncomfortable. And by doing that, I think you'll be able to look at grades differently, but also communicate at a higher proficiency than other people that you're competing against.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to give a quick shout out to ScreenSkins, our presenting sponsor of the Teamwork Online webinar series, the number one branded screen protector that allows you to personalize your screen protector for custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. LIFO24 at screenskins.com at checkout for 20% off. Thanks, everyone.